Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalid Omud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Fanny Judenberg, Fega Bas Avram Halevi. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. We left off yesterday's share on the top of Ayin Dalid Omud Aleph, but we're going to pick up today just to remind ourselves from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. So we had a machlokas yesterday between the opinion of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah or not. We'll have more about that later today as well. But right now we're just picking up originally from where we left off yesterday, where we had brought down this machlokis. Rav Yochanan said that Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah, and Reish Lakish said that Chatzi Shir is mutim in our Torah. And we used the Lashon of our Mishnah that it said, Yom HaKippurim Osur V'Achila, that seemed to imply that it was Osur on a Daraisa level, even Chatzi Shir. And Reish Lakish said, no, that was referring to that it's only awesome midrabbanim Chatzi Shir, and Reish Lakish was mode that Chatzi Shir is awesome midrabbanim, but on a Daraisa level, he says, it is mutter. And then we brought a raya from a Mishnah in Shvuos, that we had a machlokas between the Chachamim, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon, regarding a person who said, he made a shvua that he's not going to eat something, and then he ate Nevelos, Trefu, Shkotzim, Rumashim, and the Tanakhama, the Chachamim said he's Chayiv, but Rabbi Shimon said he's Potter. Now, why is that? We asked, why should you be Chayiv according to the Chachamim? After all, it's something that you're already obligated from Har Sinai, Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai, that you're not allowed to eat Nevelos, Trefu, Shkotzim, Rumashim. So we understand why Rabbi Shimon says you're Potter, because you can't have a Shvuah be Chal on something. But according to the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, why is that so? So we brought down that both Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, they all held that the Chachamim's opinion is that you added on something that was mutter in these Dvarim HaSurim, and that's why you chayev. Reish Lakish said, no. He says, you're not going to find, yet to Motze, you'll only find the situation where the Chachamim say you chayev, either if you were Mefarish that Chatzi Shir, that you explicitly state that a Chatzi Shir is also, and this is related to another machlokas that we have in the Gemara in Shavuos, that if a person says, Nishba Shelo Ochel, so Stam Achilo, according to the Chacham, is that you have to eat a Kizayis, as opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that when a person says he's not going to eat, it even includes a mashu. So Reish Lakish says that we're dealing over here, why would you be chayiv according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon? Because either we're dealing over here with the opinion of the Chachamim that says that when a person says he will not eat something, he makes a shoe he won't eat something, it's only going to take effect on a kizayis, and that's why he's mefarish. No, I'm saying it even takes effect on a chatzi shir. Or b'stam, it was the stam position, he didn't specify anything, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that you're even also for a chatzi shir. You're also for eating anything, even a mashu. Now, clearly, here was the question. Reish Lakish says in our Mishnah, the way we explained it, that Chatzi Shir is also midrabbanan. Now, if it's something that's also midrabbanan, because of the Yisra, lo sasur, that you have to follow what the Chachamim tell us, so then it's mush baviyomi bihar Sinai. So then why in this situation did Reish Lakish say that you're chayev over here for eating a Chatzi Shir? Only if you specify the reading Chatzi Shir, you should be also even midrabbanan. So therefore, we had a problem with Reish Lakish. It doesn't jibe his opinion here that we just said that he only said Chatzi Shir is also midrabbanan here. That doesn't jibe with the Mishnah in Shavuos, where we clearly hold that Reish Lakish doesn't hold that it's Mushba V'Yomi Mehar Sinai. And yet, here he says Chatzi Shir is also midrabbanan. Are you going to tell me there's a difference between the rice and the rabbanon? Here's where we pick up second line from Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph. I said we would chazer over what we did at the end of yesterday's year. We just did that, and now we're on Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph, two lines from the top. You're going to tell me, oh, kivan de islay hetim in Torah. If you're telling me that Reish Lakish shows on the rice level, it's technically mutter, it's only midrabbanon that it's aser. So kochayel korban shvua. You're going to tell me in that situation his Chiyav to bring a carbon shvuah for swearing falsely. He said, I won't eat this, and then he ate it. So that takes effect because it takes effect on a daraisa level, not on a darabanan level. But nah, but that's not true, because we learned also in the Mishnah in Shavuos, a little bit later in Shavuos, where it says, Shvuah so'edus eino noheges ela b'ru'uyin lo'oyed, that a person can only be over this false testimony of a Shvuah so'edus if he was eligible to testify. If he was right, he was capable of testifying. And the Gemara there asks, Vavinum ba lemute mai, who is coming to be excluded by saying only those that are re'uyin lohayid? So it gave two answers there. The first one isn't going to affect us, but we'll say it anyway. Lemute mai, so rapapa amar, lemute melech, that's to exclude a king. Now a melech is not allowed to testify because that would be a diminution in the kavod for a king. And it says, Som tosim alecha melech, he has to be the king. And therefore, if he's allowed to go and testify, yeah, Reuven lent Shimon $100, so therefore, that would diminish his status. And therefore, Rav Papa says, this comes to exclude Lemutei Melech. Now, here's the part that we're interested in. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Lemutei Mesachei Bekuvya. It comes to exclude over here from this din of Shvuas or Eidos, it's only Noeg, Ela Beru'uyin Lohayit, even though this person is only on a Durabbanan level, not able to go and give testimony. Mesachei Bekuvya is a dice player, and Midurabbanan, the Mishnayis tell us that such a person is considered a smachta lokanya. He may not really expect to lose, and therefore when he puts in the ante to play his game of cards or to play his game of dice, he's expecting to win, so he doesn't expect to lose, and therefore he really isn't giving the money, and everybody else is taking it. And when he takes everybody else's money, it's the same thing. So he's halachically Midurabbanan a ganav, and therefore we don't let him go and testify. But that's only on a Durabbanan level. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov is telling us that this Mishnah is coming to exclude the Mutei Mesachei Bekuvya. Now, for Mesachei Bekuvya on a Daraisa level, Midaraisa Mechsechosi is perfectly good witness. He really isn't the Ganav. It's only because of Smachta Lokanya. In the dice game, in the gambling, everybody is not really anting up with the expectation they're going to lose. So therefore, they're not really giving over the money. And the person who takes it then is a ganav. So it's only a ganav to the rabbanan. And nevertheless, rabbanan who depaslu, even though the rabbis pasled him, the lo kochali ale shvua, yet this din of shvua doesn't apply. So clearly you see that we don't make a distinction over here between something that's midaraisa versus midrabbanan. So therefore, Kasha again returns on Reish Lakish. Shmuel says, no, there is a difference over here. We could argue that there's a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanan, and that's why Reish Lakish is okay, because Shaini Hasav, in this case with the Mesachei Bekuvya, he's not allowed to testify. That's the bottom line. And the Pasuk tells us, the Omar Kra, in Lo Yagid, the person who is over Shvuas Eidos, is if he capable of giving his testimony, and he doesn't. Now here, this person, while it's only forbidden for him to testify me the Rabbanan, the bottom line is, he is lo yagid. He cannot give his testimony. And therefore, this mission applies to him, even though it's only on the Rabbanan level. But that's because we have a specific pasuk telling us in lo yagid. But otherwise, it wouldn't apply. As Gemara says, v'hai lav bar hagod hu klal. He cannot go give the testimony. So this is the exception to the rule. Now, the Gemara's original question on Reish Lakish was based upon the fact that our Mishnah said that it's also on Yom Kippur to do all the various sinuyim. And since that included Chatzis Shir, so that was the question on Reish Lakish. We wouldn't be using the term Osir except if it's an Isser of Kares. So it can't be that Reish Lakish says that Chatzis Shir is not Osir in the Torah. So Gemara says, really? The Kol Hecha, the Tani Onish, that's the gear that we have. The Bach takes out the word the Tani, and it says, the Kol Hecha Onish Kares, wherever you have the Onish of Kares, lo tanya aser, we don't use the word aser. That's not true. Vatanya, we learn in the Braisa, apa pish amru aser b'chulon, even though in our Mishnah we said it was aser, all the five inuyim, achila, shesia, rechitza, sicha, nilas, asandal, and tashu, shamita, even though it says that it's aser, all of them are aser in Yom Kippur, nevertheless, lo amru kares, we only have the iser, lo amru onish kares, elo alha ochel vishose, b'ose malacha. Only three have the Isser of Kares. Achila and Shasiya are really one in terms of the Inuyim, but it's two separate things, Achila and Shasiya. Either one would, Rachmana Lassan, if a person ate the Shir Kseves Agasa for the Achila, or the Mlo Lugma for the Shasiya, a person did that intentionally would be Chayiv Kares, or if a person did Malach on Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Kares. But only these, not the Ruchitza, not the Sicha, not Nina Sasando, not Tashvi Shamita. So Bilvad, only these three things. So therefore, we see that we do use the term Osir, even though we're not dealing with an Isser of Kares. Gemara says, no, Halchi Kama, this is what it means to tell us. Kishamru Osir, when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Osir, Lo Amru, it only said it Ela B'Kechatzi Shir. It was using the terminology Osir to teach us that Chatzi Shir is Osir B'na Torah, and that's why it uses the Lashon of Osir to Rabbi Yochanan, and again, as we pointed out, it's only Midrabban according to Reish Lakish, but when it said over here the term of Osir, Lo Amru Ela B'Kechatzi Shir, Avol Kishir, if you have the full shear, then the onish is Kares. The Afal Pishon is Kares. And even though for eating and drinking, the Isser is a full shear is Kares, and onish Kares, Ella, Ocha Vishosav, also Malacha Bubat, only eating or drinking, or by the way, Malacha as well, have the Isser of Kares. So therefore, that's why we use the term Osir. Alternatively, the Gemara says, Yibayi Seima, Ki Kitani Asur, when it uses a Lashon of Asur to not mean a Isser of Kares, Ashaira, it's going on the other things in the Mishnah, the other Inuyim, which don't have an Isser of Kares. The Tanu Rab of Rav Yosef, as Rab and Rav Yosef learned, Bishar Sifrei Devei Rab, they learned it in the other Svarim of the Beis Medrash. The Devei Rab is a reference to the various Tanoic Svarim. They're on Chumash, so you have the Sifri, which is on Chumash, Bamidbar, and Devarim. You have the Torah's Kohanim, which is on Vayikra. And this is referring to the Shar Sifrei Devei Rav, is referring to the Tanoic statements over here on Chumash Devarim and Bamidbar. And it says over there, how do we know that it's Aser? Use the Lashon of Aser for washing, anointing, wearing the shoes, and prohibition of relations, because Talmud Lomar Shabbason, it uses this lashon of Shabbos Shabbason in regards to Yom Kippur, which means Shavuos, you have to rest, and therefore you're not allowed to engage in all of these activities, but it's not an Isser of Kares. Kufa, the Gemara goes back now and discusses the machlokas. I said we'd get back to it, which we started off at the beginning of the shir, and yes, they shir, and that's the famous machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is Chatzi Shir Osam in the Torah. So, Kufa, Chatzi Shir, the halachic status of Chatzi Shir is this machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and except for three cases in Shas, we always pass like Rav Yochanan over Reish Lakish, and this, of course, is a situation where we pass like Rav Yochanan over Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan Amar, Osim in HaTorah. Rav Yochanan, which is the way we hold, says Chatzi Shir is Osim in HaTorah. Whereas Reish Lakish holds, as we've said, Amar Mutim in HaTorah. He says Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah, it's only Osim in the Rabban. Now, what's the svara behind each one? Rav Yochanan Amar, Osim in HaTorah. Rav Yochanan says the Chatzi Shir is Osim in HaTorah because, as I mentioned this yesterday, Kivan the Chazi Litz Tarufe, since once you, let's say you have to reach the share of a Kosevas Agasa. So as soon as you have a half of a Kosevas Agasa, and then you have the second half of the Kosevas Agasa, you eat it within a certain period of time, so then you're over the Isser. So the first part is potentially going to be fulfilling the total Isser. So therefore, even the first part is also to eat. You can't say it's permissible to eat 0.9 of a Kosevas Agasa. Oh, it's only if you eat the tenth, so then you're over the Isser of eating the Kosevas Agasa. No, the first nine are contributing. So the 0.9 that you ate, when you add that to the 0.1, each one was also. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivan the Chazilitz Trufe, since it can combine, therefore, when you're eating the first part, Isura Ka'acha, you're already eating something that's awesome. As opposed to Reish Lakish Amar Mutu Min HaTorah, he says Chatzi Shir is Mutu Min HaTorah, because the bottom line is, the Torah tells us that it's prohibited to eat achila rachmana, and achila is by definition a certain set amount. Normally it's a kezayis, but here, as we mentioned, for Yom Kippur, it's the amount that will remove affliction, and Chazal said that the amount that removes affliction, the Torah teaches us you have to remove affliction, and Chazal estimated that that is the shear of a kosevas agasa, which is larger than a kezayis. So if you don't eat something that removes the affliction, if you don't eat the kosevas agasa, then you aren't eating, and therefore v'leka. And that's why Reish Lakish says the Chatzi Shir is mutter min HaTorah. Where it says, hey, say Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan is Reish Lakish, well, what are you going to do with the following brisa? The brisa tells us, ain li ela ko sheyeshno ba'one sheyeshno b'yazara. The pasuk in the Torah tells us, daber b'nei Yisrael limor, kol chelev shor v'chesev v'ez lo sochelu. So the pasuk tells us, kol chelev shor v'chesev v'ez, all the fats from that come from a shor, a chesev or an ez, lo sochelu, you're not allowed to eat. Then you have another pasuk, however, which tells us that if you do eat them, then you be chayiv kares. So therefore, you are going to be chayiv in that situation, kares. Now here you have the ashara and you have the onesh. So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, ein li ela kol sheyesh lo ba'onesh, sheyesh lo b'ashara. I would know only that the two go hand in hand together. If you're included in the onesh of kares, so then you're included in the warning. How do we know? Koi, for example, a animal, we're not sure whether it's a behema or whether it's a chayit. Now, the fats of a behema are asur. It's the shor, kesef, or eis. Only those fats are asur. The fats of a chaya are, in fact, allowed to be eaten. So this koi, we're not certain, has dinim sometimes like a behema, sometimes like a chaya, sometimes like both, sometimes like neither. We have famous misnais that talk about this koi. So the koi, we're not certain what its status is, and chatzi shir, and then our exact machlokas. What about chatzi shir? So in these situations, they would not be included. Howel, the eino ba'onesh, the Brisa says, since they're not included in the onesh, you don't get kares if you eat the fats of a koi, because we're not certain, does it or does it not have the status of being non-permissible fats. And likewise, chatzi shir, even Rav Yochanan says chatzi shir is also in a Torah, you don't get kares for it. So I would have said that koi v'chatzi shir, hol v'eino ba'onesh, they're not included in the issur of kares, so therefore, yochol eino ba'asara, so they're also not warned against eating them. But the Braisa says, Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, kol chaylev shor v'chesav a'ez lo so chaylu, which implies that even the fats of a koi, or the chatzi shir, is going to be asur. Now, it's also min haTorah, kasha Rav Yochanan or Reish Lakish. So what does Reish Lakish say? No. He says, this Braisa is telling us, mi the Rabbanan, that it's only us, mi the Rabbanan, and this pasuk that you're bringing down, kol chaylev shor v'chesev a'ez, the kol includes the koi, and the chatzishir is only mi the Rabbanan, ukras smach the b'yamu. The pasuk is just an allusion to this din, the Rabbanan. And I'll show you that I'm right. Reish Lakish says, hochanam mistabra. It makes sense to say this. Because these sokadach daraisa, if like you're saying that this pasuk kol chaylev is coming to teach me that on a daraisa level the koi is aser and the chatzishir is aser, if it's talking about a daraisa level, wait a second, koi sveikahu is a koi considered a sveik on a daraisa level? God doesn't know is a koi a behema or a chaya. We don't know if a koi is a behema or a chaya. God knows. So it's the kol asu yisveika. Would we need a pasuk to include a suffik? There is no suffik over here, as we've mentioned many times. Kabe Shmaya, in front of God, ain't a sveika. There is no such suffik. That lashon is used in Rashi on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's Kabe Shmaya, in front of God, sveikaho. There is no such thing. It's a lashon bismia. Is there a suffik in front of God? So therefore, we don't use this pasuk to come to tell us the din by a koi, because there is no suffik by a koi. Therefore, it must be a din derabbanan, and we use the pasuk as a smachta. That's what Reish Lakish says to answer Rav Yochanan's question. Now, this was such a good teretz that Reish Lakish gave. Nud Gemara says, what would Rav Yochanan say? So Rav Yochanan says, imi shum ha lo irya. If this were the only reason, this was an asmachta, you're telling me because koi is not a suffix, so that's not a good answer. Because kosabre, because you could argue that the Braisa says, and we turn to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, koi birya bifnei atzmahi. A koi is a birya bifnei atzma, not as a suffix. It's a separate entity. It's neither a chaya nor a behema. And he needed a pasuk to tell us that while you're not chaya of kares, if you eat the fats of a koi, it is in fact also midda araisa. Not al suffix, but it's also midda araisa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and I'll show you that I'm right, because the ilo te mahochi, if you don't say that what I just said is correct, so how do you understand hodu amar Ravidi Baravin, that which Ravidi Baravin said, af kol la suye koi. Now this drasha is Gemara in Krisus, Rashi tells us, in Perek Dam Shchita, where he says, af kol, this word kol in the pasuk, is la suye koi in regards to blood. Diktani hasam, kol dam. Lo sochlu la of la behema. And he teaches ma over behema miyuchadim v'chulei. So Rashi tells us that this is teaching us that the koi is included in the sisa of dam. And that's thrown out in the Gemara there through the methodology of klal upratu klal. In any event, so clearly the koi is included on the raisa level in dam. Now, if you're telling me koi sveikahu, it's through kol rabuya sveika, again, the same exact thing that you brought down over here, that you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me a koi if it was a suffik, so then why do we need a pasuk here to tell me that koi is if it's a suffik? So obviously, elabiria shiny, it's a separate entity, and you do need a pasuk to tell me something that's not a behema, not a chaya. I do need a separate pasuk to tell me that it's included. So to hochanami, bir yashiny. That's why you need it over here too. So Rav Yochanan says, that's how I would answer that question. So each Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan have a way to answer their question. We don't come to a resolution. We don't prove either one wrong. But as I said, we pass it like Rav Yochanan over Reish Lakish, except in three cases. And the halach is the chatzishir is also min haTorah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, we learn the following Braisa. The pasuk tells me, Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. On Yom Kippur, a person must have inui. You must ta'anu es nafsho seichem. You have to have an affliction on Yom Kippur. Now, what does that mean? Yochol, I might have thought, Yeishev b'chama, a person should go b'davka, sit in the sun, obetzina, or sit in the cold, k'deshe yitzar. You have to go and afflict yourself. So if you're comfortable, you have to make it uncomfortable for yourself. I might have thought that's what the pasuk means. Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. Make yourself uncomfortable. So if you're not one who likes the sun, so go sit in the sun. If you're not one who likes the cold, go sit in the cold. No, that's not what the pasuk means. Tamid lomer, it says v'chol lacha lo sasu. In regards to tanuas nafsho seichem, it also tells us afterwards v'chol lacha lo sasu azroch v'ager v'gor b'solchem. So therefore, we compare in this hekish in the pasuk things that are tanuas nafsho seichem have to be like v'chol lacha lo sasu. Therefore, ma melacha shevi al tase, just like by melacha, you do nothing. You must not do the melacha. So too with inoy, afinoy nefesh, shev the al tase. It doesn't mean that you have to go and afflict yourself. It means do nothing. In other words, don't eat, don't drink, and that way you'll have the affliction. Don't anoint yourself, don't wash yourself, and that way you'll have the affliction. But not that you should do something to cause the affliction. Mor says, maybe not. Maybe it means that if a person is sitting in the sun and it's hot, it'd be awesome for him to leave because shev al tase lo neimale kum tuv betula, go sit in the shade, or vice versa. Yosef betula, if somebody's sitting in the shade, the correlate, and he's cold, maybe lo neimale, you're not allowed to tell him kum tuv b'shimsha, go sit in the sun. After all, if you're telling me shev al tase means you're not allowed to do something to remove the affliction, so maybe if you're sitting in the heat, so you're not allowed to get up and sit in a cool place. If you're sitting in a cold place and you don't like it, you're not allowed to get up and sit in a hot place. Shmuel says no. Again, dumyo de melacha. That's not the correct way to understand this. Ta'anuus nafshu seichem. It's similar to melacha. Just like by melacha, ma melacha lo chalakta ba. Don't make any distinction. As Rashi says, b'chol tzdadeh asura. In all events, the melacha is asur. So to af inoy has to always be asur in order for it to be ta'anuus nafshu seichem. She'isura b'chol tzdadeh. In every way, if you're doing it, it has to be asur. So therefore, yatsu chama v'tzina, hot and cold, therefore, are excluded from the tzina of tanu v'snafshu seichem, because shim yashav harehu b'inoy, v'im lo yeshev, eno mitzu leishev. He says, there is no obligation to go and do this. So therefore, it's not comparable to the malacha. So by malacha, lo chalakdeboy, always is going to be also do malacha, so to af inoy, lo tachlubo. We don't make a distinction, because if this person could sit in the sun, this person doesn't sit in the sun, this person could sit in the cold, this person doesn't sit in the cold, and therefore, that can't be the issur of ta'anuus nafsho seichem, but the issur is like we said, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you can't do rechitza, sicha, etc. Similarly, tani yidach, another braisa tells us a similar derasha, when the pasuk tells me, again, this is the chok for the seventh month, on Yom Kippur, on the 10th day of the month, ta'anuus nafsho seichem, and then it says, chom lach lo sasu, ha'ezrach v'yager agor b'sochichem, so that's the whole pasuk, when it says, ta'anuus nafsho seichem, the second braisa tells me, yochu yeshi b'chama uvatzina v'yitztar, that I should have to go and sit in the hot sun, or sit in the cold, and I should make myself uncomfortable. I might have thought that's what the pasuk means. Ta'anuus nafsho seichem, go out and afflict yourself actively. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, no, chom lach lo sasu. Again, we compare it to malacha. Just like ma malacha, dov shechayvim alav b'mokom acher, just like by malacha, it's something which you have to do something, you'll be chayv in another place. So af inu nefesh, shechayvim alav b'mokom acher, it has to be the type of thing that you'll be chayv in another place. And where is that other place? The A, zeh. Where is the other place where if you eat, you would be chayv for this type of an action? Zeh pigul v'nosar. So just like by eating pigul or eating nosar, pigul is something that had an incorrect machshav on it, chutz lezmano, you made a karban and you said, I'm going to eat this outside, it's right time. So then if you go and eat that, eat a kezayis of it, then you're chayv karis for eating pigul. Likewise, if nosar, something is beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, and you eat it after that, eat a kezayis of it, you're chayv. So too over here, on Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to go and eat something, just like there's an isser of eating in regard to pigul and nosar, so there's an isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Okay, Gemara says, the Braisa continues, avi pigul and nosar shein b'karis. Okay, I can understand that comparison to pigul and nosar, because there's an isser of karis if you eat a kezayis of pigul and kezayis of nosar. So therefore, that's an example of where yuchayiv karis elsewhere, so yuchayiv on Yom Kippur. Below avi is a tevel, shein b'karis. But then, maybe I would be allowed to eat tevel on Yom Kippur, because after all, tevel is only misa b'dei shamayim. If the person eats tevel, he's not chayiv karis, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, which is a lower level. So therefore, I might have thought that would technically be permissible. So that's an incorrect thinking, Talmud Lomar. That's why it says tanu. And the inisim is nafsho seichem. That's why we have the extra word, tanu is nafsho seichem. The inisim is nafsho seichem, to come to include this additional thing, riba. The extra wording comes to add on avi hatevel shubim misa. So that comes to include tevel, for which you chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Okay, so we'll just include Tevel. The law of Yis and Avela, Shein Misa, but a regular lab that's not Karis, it's not Misa B'dei Shemayim, but it's an Isser of eating Avela, so maybe that should be allowed on Yom Kippur. Talmud Lomar, Tanu, and the Nisim is Nafshu Sechem. Again, we have the extra words, Reba, come to include even Nevela. So one says, okay, obvious and Nevela, Shubalav, that includes a lav. But how do I know? Lovius Achulin, Shedo lav. How do we know something which is permissible to eat the rest of the year, that you're not allowed to eat that in Yom Kippur as well? So again, Talmud Lomar, Tanu, Vinisim is Nafshu Sechem. The extra wording comes to be marred with this as well. Reba, it comes to include this also. Okay, so maybe this includes only things that you're not obligated to go and eat. You're never obligated to go and eat something. As opposed to, there's a mitzvah to go eat truma. So maybe that you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur because there's a mitzvah to eat it. No, where it says, again, that's why it says the extra words, ta'anu and v'nisim is nafshu seichem, reba, to come to include even a mitzvah eating thing you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, obviously, truma she'ena b'val susiru. And therefore, we include truma in this. Now, truma doesn't have a time limit to it. You can eat the truma until the item is spoiled, but it doesn't have a problem of nosar. But maybe, below obviously, kachim, which if you don't eat them in the proper time, there would be an issur of nosar, shehem b'val tosiru, there's an issur of leaving them over, so maybe I would be allowed to eat kachim on Yom Kippur. Talmud Omer, again, the extra words, tanu, v'inisim esnafshu sechem, come to be riba, to include this as well. This is the second brisa. But now the second brisa says, and if you don't like what we just said now, v'im nafshu chlomer, if you're going to give a teretz against what we just said, I have another reason why you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Hareyu Omer, the pasuk says, "I will destroy that person." It must be talking about in Yom Kippur the inui that you're doing has to be something that would cause a person to die. The a zeh, and what is that? Zeh achilu ushasiyah. If a person doesn't eat or drink, he will die. So that's what it's referring to. Now, what was wrong with the first part of this brisa? All the drushes that we brought down from Ta'anu and v'nisim esnaf shoseichem. What was wrong with that? Why did you say ma'ivim nafshuch lomar? If you didn't like that, so then use vavadati as an efeshahi to teach us that it means achilu ushasiya. So where it says, v'chitema, you're going to tell me maybe ta'anu, v'nisim es nafshu sechem, it's not talking about food. V'chitema ba'arayos komishtoikwa. You want to tell me maybe that the pasuk is saying that's dealing with the isurim that are related to arayos, the isurim that you're not going to have relations with a certain person. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Harehu omer, that's what we have. That second pasuk tells me that the inu sheesh ba'avedus hanefesh zachilushasiya. So it's not talking about the arayas. You might have said, "Oh, it's talking about the arayas," and that's what it means when it says the tanuas nafshosechem, v'nisim es nafshosechem. You might have thought that's talking about the arayas, and it's not. That's what we have. The second pasuk avadati es nefeshahi. Alternatively, the Gemara says, "Dei Rabbi Shmuel Tana." They learned it in the base Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel as follows: "Nemar kan inui." It says in regards to Yom Kippur inui, and it also says in Nemar lahalon. Now, what does lahala mean? It says lahalon when the Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. So it says over there inui as well in regards to the mon. The pasuk says, "Vayancho vayarivecho vayachilcho es hamon eshelo yadata v'lo yaduna v'secha." Now, that pasuk is referring to the mon as being some sort of an inui. Vayancho vayarivecho. So Yom Kippur refers to inui, and the Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, the mon refers to inui. Ma la'alon inui re'ovon. There, in regards to the mon, it's talking about hunger, re'ovon, starving. So afkan inui re'ovon. So too on Yom Kippur, it must be compared to the mon, uses the same lashon of inui, it must be talking about an inui from not eating. Mor says, not so fast. B'nei lef mei im taneh es b'nosai. We find that Lavan told Yaakov when they were leaving, he said, I want you to swear that you will not go and afflict my daughters. Im taneh es b'nosai. Rashi explains that that's referring about Tashmish. Rashi in Chumash tells us, limnoa mehen onas Tashmish. He quotes the Gemara that we have on Daf Ayin Zayin. So therefore, this is a reference to inui being Tashmish. So maybe we should compare the Lashon im Taneh es b'nosai to Yom Kippur. And therefore the inui of Yom Kippur is a reference actually to Tashmish. It has nothing to do with eating. Shmuel says, no. Don in inui de rabim, inui de rabim. When we're dealing over here with Yom Kippur, that's for all the rabim. And we're dealing with the mon, that was for the rabim. As opposed to Vein Don and Inoy de Rabim, Meino de Yochim. We don't learn out the Inoy of the Rabim for Yom Kippur from the Inoy over here of Lavan being told, telling Yaakov, don't be Ma'ane, my daughters. Of course, it's not so fast. The Nelef Me'ilim Mitzrayim. So wait, by Mitzrayim, we also find the Chsiv, Vayares Onyenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our suffering, our affliction in Mitzrayim. Vamrinan, Zu Precious Derech Eretz. Like we say in the Haggadah, this is a reference to our abstaining from relations with our wives. Zu Precious Derech Eretz. So therefore, that Onyenu is a public all of Klai Yisrael. So therefore, let us compare the Yom Kippur Inoy to the Mitzrayim Inoy and say it's referring to abstinence from Tashmish and not eating food. Shmuel says, no. Eladon Inoy b'dei Shomayim, me'inoy b'dei Shomayim. In regards to the Inoy from not eating, in regards to the Mon, that was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In regards to the eating of Yom Kippur, therefore it should be something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not eating. As opposed to Vein Donin Inu B'dei Shemayim, Meinu B'dei Odom. In Mitzrayim, the people of Mitzrayim stopped us from having relations. That was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, of course everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that was the Mitzrayim causing us to abstain from relations. So therefore, if we're going to compare something, compare it to something that's from Shemayim, and that would be the Mon, and that would be the Inu of not eating, and that's what it means on Yom Kippur, not eating. So that's the Tana D'Rabbi Rishmol, their explanation. Now the Gemara says, what exactly does it mean over here with the mon? That it says that it's causing an affliction by the mon. So the Gemara says, Hamachilcha mon bamidbar, Asher lo yodun abusecha, leman anosecha, uleman nasosecha, leitivcha biachrisecha. What does this pasuk actually mean? So we have machlokas between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. We're actually going to have a number of machlokas in between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. This is going to be the lead into that. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi, we don't know which one said which. Chad amar, eino doma mi sheyesh lo pas besala. What was the mon's affliction to us? Because the mon fell every day, but it didn't last for the next day. If you tried to save some, it spoiled. It melted. It went away. So every day you had to rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it was an affliction in the sense that you had to hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give you mon the next day. So Eino doma misha ish lo pas basalo, le misha ein lo pas basalo. A guy has $100 in the bank, so he knows he has food for tomorrow, right? If you don't have $100 in the bank, you don't know you have food for tomorrow. So therefore, when the mon came down, it was only for today. So it made them afflicted in the sense that they didn't know if they'd have mon for tomorrow. That's the first opinion, Chadamar. Then we have the second opinion. The other one said, either Rav Ami or Rav Asi, the Chadamar, eino doma misha roeva ochel, le misha eino roeva ochel. The mon, while it was delicious and tasted like whatever you wanted, it didn't look like whatever you wanted. It didn't look like a steak. It just tasted like a steak. And therefore, this opinion says that since it wasn't looking like a steak, it afflicted them in that it didn't taste as good as something that looked like a steak and was a steak. So, eino doma misha roeva ochel, somebody who sees what he's eating, so that's better than just tasting what you're eating. As Rashi brings down over here, achilas hamon toim tam kol aminim. It tasted like whatever you wanted. However, ve'eino roe ela mon, but it only looked like mon. So it always looked the same. One guy wanted to have hamburger, one wanted to have the steak, one wanted to have peanut butter. So it looked the same, albeit it tasted different, but therefore there's a lack of somewhat. That's the inoy that the mon had. Lemana no secha. Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef, who was blind, said, Mikan remez lesumin. This is a allusion to the idea that a blind person, Sha'ochlin ve'einin svein, that they eat, but they don't get as satisfied as a person with sight. That's what this pasuk alludes to, that unless you really see the food, it's not going to be as tasty. And any gourmet chef or caterer will tell you that the presentation, how the food looks, is a very important part of the food being considered excellent food. Mar says, Amar Abaye Abaye says, Hilkoch, therefore, man de'isle sudasa, if somebody has a meal, lo lichlo el biyoma, you should eat it during the daytime when you can see what you're eating. Amar Zera, Mikra, is there a pasuk that this is based upon? So he says, yeah. Tov mar einayim mehalach nofesh. He brings down from Shlomo Melech in Koheles, where he says that if you see with something, it's better than just experiencing it. Tov mar einayim mehalach nofesh, then your soul, so to say, experiencing it. So Reb Zera understands his pasuk from Koheles as dealing with food. On the other hand, Amar Reish Lakish, Tov Mare Einayim Beisha Yosem Yigufo Shomaisa. He says, looking at a very pretty woman, that's even better than actually having relations with this pretty woman, based upon this pasuk. Shenemar, tov mara einayim mehalach nofesh. The experience of thinking of the Avera is actually sometimes more pleasurable than the actual Avera itself. That's what the Tosfos Yeshonim says over here. And he adds, hilkoch tzorich lizar ma'od mimenu. A person has to be much more careful with the thoughts of an Avera than with the actual Avera itself. And especially when it comes to arayis, because a person is going to, unfortunately, cause himself tremendous troubles, including, for a man, a hotzah zera levatola by these thoughts, and the Avera is a terrible thing itself, but it's a one-time event, as opposed to the thinking about it is a constant, continuous problem. And that's what the Pasuk in Koheles means, according to Reish Lakish, that Tov Mare Nayim, that when you see something with your eyes, you get more pleasure from it, Mahalach Nofesh, than you actually get from doing the Avera itself, and therefore one has to be very careful with such thoughts. Now, once we had one Machlokis, we started this off between Ravami and Ravasi, we're going to have a series of other disputes between Ravami and Ravasi. So the Pasuk says in Mishle, Ki Tein Bakos Eino Yishalach B'mei Sharim, if a person looks at a cup of wine, in other words, if a person drinks wine and becomes, unfortunately, shikr from it, so then he's going to think he's going in the path of the righteous, yishalech b'meisharim, but he really won't be. So what does this mean? Ravami Ravasi, we don't know which one said which again, Charamar, one says, kol anosin, we turn to ayin heyom and aleph, kol anosin eino b'koso, if somebody's constantly looking at a cup of wine, in other words, Rashi says, ohev shichrus, he likes to drink, and the Bach adds the words, call her arayas cool and almost a love kamishra. Then all the arayas, they look to him like they're absolutely okay. In other words, he's unable to distinguish between a permissible relationship with his wife and Nebuch, an impermissible relationship with anybody else. So therefore, and this is unfortunately so true in medicine, you see that people that unfortunately have an alcohol problem, they also have all sorts of other problems. They often will have affairs that Nebuch destroy their marriage. They can get sexually transmitted diseases. They can get all sorts of other problems because the alcohol makes them lose their understanding of what's right and what's wrong. And they do all sorts of things that they regret afterwards. And that's what one of them, either Ravami or Ravasi, said, Eino b'koso, if you like wine, so that it's going to lead you to have all sorts of sexual immoralities. The other one said, V'chad omar, Kol anosin eino b'koso, if somebody's going to be shikr, he likes to drink, so kol olam kulo doma olav kamishar. He thinks everybody else's property is his property. As the top Rashi says, kol olam doma olav kamishar, momo nacherim doma lo heter. It's my money also. So a person's going to go take somebody else's money. So that's, again, totally incorrect way for a person to go and act. And again, the wine causes people to do all sorts of terrible things. We'll just do one or two more for Ravami Ravasi Machlokasin, and then we'll stop. So the Gemara says, Da'agabalevish Yashcheno, the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us that if a person has Nebuch troubles in his heart, if a person is worried, so then let him go and be Yashcheno. The word Yashcheno literally means to go and destroy it. Shicheis, to go and destroy it. So we dash in it homiletically, however. Ravami Ravasi, one of them said, Chadamar, the word, instead of being yashchena, should be, instead of with the shin, make it into a sin. Yashchena midaito. Make it like Rashi says elsewhere, that you substitute the sin with a samach. So yashchena midaito, like a hesech hadas. Get rid of it. In other words, try to remove it from your mind and don't think about it. If you're worried about something, try to take your mind off it. The other one said, v'chadamar, no, the play on the word yashchena is yissichena liacherim. Go and tell your concerns to somebody else. If you tell your troubles to somebody else, so Rashi says, Shema Yasiyu Eitza. Maybe the guy will give you an Eitza. Oh, that's what you're worried about? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And then you don't have to be worried about it. Or sometimes, if you just tell over your troubles to somebody else, just by loose lightening your heart, by telling your troubles over to somebody else, you'll feel better. So therefore, those are the two interpretations, Ravami and Ravasi. One more pasuk that Ravami and Ravasi disagree on, the Nachash Ofer Lachmo. It says in Yeshaya that a Nachash will come, and its bread will be dirt. So this is based upon the curse, that the Nachash was cursed, and it was told, the Ofar Tochal Koyimei Chayecha. In the beginning of Bereishis, with the chait of the Nachash HaKadmon, so the Nachash was punished that it will go eat dirt. Now, why don't we bring that pasuk? So the Mefarsha should bring down, because our Gemara is going to talk about tasting things, and that pasuk is talking about that it'll have to eat dirt, but Lav Dafka that he can eat something else. In any event, we have a Machlokas between Ravami and Ravasi over here as well. Chadomar, one of them says that even afilu ochel koma daniolim, even if the snake eats the most delicious delicacies in the world, he has chocolate cake, toim b'hem tam ofer, it's going to taste him like dirt. Chadomar, the other one said, afilu ochel koma daniolim, even if the snake eats all the delicious things in the world, ain't that to me you shevis a love achiochel ofer. He won't enjoy it until he eats dirt. He likes to eat dirt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed him that he's going to like to eat dirt more so than all the delicacies of the world. And the Gemara further adds to this, Tanya, we live in the Braisa, so Amar of Yossi. Yossi said, Bo rei, shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basav adam. Look at the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an earthly person, an earthly king. Midas basav adam. How does a human being act? If you want to punish somebody, mock this chaveiro, if you want to go and hurt somebody, you want to be having a fight with somebody, yorid imo l'chayev. You go and try to take away his parnasa. That's the best way you get even with somebody. Somebody hurt you, I'll hurt him as Panarsa. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. The snake, quote, hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol, aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. No, kila las nachash. Yeah, he cursed the nachash. However, ola lagak mizonos of imo. If the snake goes up to the gak, he still has Panarsa. There's dirt on the gak. Yoreh lamata, if he goes down, mizonos of imo. He has food over there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed him, but at the same time, he gave him plenty of food wherever he goes. So he didn't attack his parnasa, he just changed around the way he would eat. Likewise, Kilel as Canaan, when Canaan was cursed with the homaisa with Noach, so then Canaan was Orur Canaan, so Ochel Masherabo Ochel. So he was cursed, but nevertheless, he's going to be an Eved Leochiv, and since he's an Eved, he's going to eat what his master eats. So he's not going to be starving on the streets. His master, Mustama, is a rich guy. So he's going to eat with his master, so he'll have plenty to eat. V'shosu masherabu shosu, and he'll drink what his master drinks. So therefore, this is not such a strong klola, even though it's a curse, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when the curse gives a bracha with every curse as well. And kila l'sa'isha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, b'etzav tel dibonim, and women have menstruation, and women have all the pangs and difficulties of childbirth, and nevertheless, hakol ratzad achareya, everybody wants to be with a woman. So therefore, even though the woman is cursed that she'll have the whole menstrual cycle, nevertheless, the men run after the women, and that's again part of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the curse, different than a person. A person goes and attacks his enemy, he doesn't give him any quarter, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And finally, Kila Sadama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground. The ground didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should have eights pri, osep pri, and yet the ground only did eights osep pri, so the ground didn't fulfill what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to have the tree taste like the fruit. The ground only came up with trees that produced fruit, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground, and nevertheless, nevertheless, the ground produces everything for us. We get all of our food from the ground. So therefore, it is a curse, but at the same time, it is not a complete curse. That's the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't totally curse somebody as opposed to a boss of a dumb when he wants to get somebody who he doesn't like, so he goes all the way. Just as an aside, we'll conclude with a beautiful vart I heard from my rebbeim. What is the idea over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the Nachash and he has food everywhere he goes? He goes up to the rooftop, he has food over there. Ola Lagag, Mizonos Avimo. Yori Lamati goes to the ground, Mizonos Avimo. He has food wherever he is. So I don't understand. What type of a curse is that? Sounds like it's a bracha. Wherever you go, you have food. So the answer is a beautiful idea. And that is that the snake never has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, for food. He doesn't have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food. If you really want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has basically told the snake is, here's all your food, but I don't want to have a relationship with you. As opposed to a person who really wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has to daven every day. That's the whole idea with the man in the midbar, which goes back earlier in this year. We have to rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. We have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us our sustenance for today. Please give us our food for today. And that is the ideal relationship, to have a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have to ask for food every day, as opposed to the Nachash, which never has to ask for food, but has no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we conclude today's share.